It's finally game on this season for two Kiwi sports teams forced by COVID to relocate to Australia. The Wellington Phoenix women's football side kicks off tonight in Sydney. More on that shortly. But let's start with basketball. We're joined by sports reporter and commentator Glenn Lama. Glenn, it's a bit of an understatement to say it's been a bit of a rough season for the Breakers so far with COVID hitting their touring squad. And they've got their big season opener tomorrow night. So where are they at?
Well, kia ora, Lisa. Yes, we've got a couple of players who have tested positive, nine in their touring party in all. Now, I can reveal that both players, subject to final medical checks, and those include a chest examination, a blood test, both are available to suit up tomorrow night. That's quite interesting. Both have tested negative. One was apparently badly affected by the virus, but has now recovered and has trained with the team. The other is still completing his last day of a 10-day self-isolation, but apparently he's been training the house down in his room, so he hasn't been able to get with his teammates yet, but apparently both of them are going to be good to go.
So do we know who these players are yet?
No, they've not been officially named, and the reason seems strategic. The Breakers don't want to give any heads up or tips to their opponents tomorrow night, the South East Melbourne Phoenix. But I understand these two players are what your term, starting five players. So it will probably become apparent during the game tomorrow night. Both have not trained much, as I just mentioned, and aren't likely to be on court for as long as they normally would be.
So realistically, what are the prospects for them tomorrow?
Well, who knows, really? I mean, the team's coach, Dan Shamir, owner Matt Welsh, have been badly hit by this outbreak as well. Both won't be courtside, so if they've lost a couple of senior figures there. They've had a warm-up game cancelled. They've had a request for this game tomorrow night to be postponed, rejected by the league. So it's been another tough start or pre-season for the Breakers. But, you know, they might roll their sleeves up and get it done. Who knows?
So, I mean, how much does it matter that the team coach is not there and the owner is not there?
Well, Modi Ma'or is the assistant coach. He's the assistant coach. He's taken over for tomorrow night. He is deemed to be a very good assistant coach, knows the game like the back of his hand, has a good relationship with the players. So I think that might not mean too much in terms of impact on the team with Dan Shamir out. And they like Ma'or and they respond to him nicely. So we'll see on that. Matt Welsh generally kind of lurks in the background. So his absence tomorrow night probably won't mean too much on the team's performance.
Given the situation with COVID at the moment, right, and now that teams are starting to play more and they're going to start travelling more as well, the Breakers' experience is probably going to be repeated, isn't it? We can expect more of this.
Yeah, it seems inevitable, doesn't it? I mean, we've got the Ashes starting soon. We've got other, you know, major sports in Australia in their off-season at the moment. The football is going on at the moment as well. It does seem inevitable, as now we're getting used to living with the virus, that the virus will breach teams' defences. I mean, let's be honest here, Lisa. Every single one of these 39 people that with the Breakers touring team, all of them had been double vaxxed, yet the virus still got in there and has had a big impact on certain individuals. So I think we're going to see more of this to come for sure.
Okay, let's move to Wellington Phoenix, the women's team. How big a deal is this?
Yeah, this is big for New Zealand women's football. I mean, nationally, New Zealand's been really struggling in recent years. They've lost eight in a row until they beat South Korea on Tuesday night. So we've been slipping off the pace. So something had to change. And in partnership with the Wellington Phoenix, New Zealand football have launched this women's team. So it's a really good innovation and an addition to our women's game. And it's going to be very crucial in developing a lot of younger players and getting them ready for international football. And we're seeing this in this Phoenix team here too. A lot of the under-17 stars that finished in the semi-finals of the last under-17 World Cup are in the side today. So 14 hard games of football to come against some decent opposition is just going to do them the world of good, Lisa.
So how competitive is it going to be, and who are they up against first off?
Well, they're playing the Western Sydney Wanderers, and that one kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight, so it's going to be really interesting to see how they go. But really, it all points to being quite a tough debut season for them. Not a lot of established New Zealand women's football players in this side, a lot of youngsters. So the coach, Gemma Lewis, she's going to have to be right on her game here. A lot of the players, of course, have come out of a COVID-affected winter in New Zealand, haven't played probably to the high quality that they would have. And these Australian teams are good, Lisa. So it's not going to be easy, but the signs are encouraging for them. They're there. They've got a new sponsorship deal, which was announced yesterday. So I think it's all the best to them.
Hey, and Glenn, after 107 days lockdown in Auckland, all the weekend sports warriors are going to be out there doing their bit this weekend as well.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I mean, it's good to see community sport back. Of course, we can't have big crowds for big events in Auckland for a while yet. So, you know, it probably reinforces New Zealand Cricket's decision not to have any international games in, you know, in the Auckland region this summer. But good to have community sport back. I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to start somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, and warm up. Thanks, Glenn.